Warning, it's May here in Florida, which means it's hot, damn hot, and it rains most every day, which means it's humid, which means it's a bad fucking hair day. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, May the 14th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a misspelled word was the least troubling thing about a Florida man's tattoo.
Yoga pants can't hide what a Florida woman was smuggling.
Florida man mows right into a police car.
And sex on the beach just isn't a drink for a Florida couple.
Plus, fabulous Florida facts, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
All right, we've come to the end of season one.
Well, our first year, yeah, this is the anniversary today, as we're recording this, of our first episode recording.
Well, we fucked it up then. Well, so last time was the last one? This is the first one?
No. So we didn't fuck it up because we took a week and a half to actually release it from the first time we recorded. So right. Today, as we're recording, is the anniversary of the first time we recorded.
Oh, okay.
We've got another episode out before we actually release it.
All right, I got it. I understand.
So our next episode will be the anniversary of the release date.
All right, and that's when we start season two.
Correct.
Which means if I'm doing the math correctly, we got 7 days to come up with a new song.
Because you did make that promise. Yeah,
I didn't make a promise. I made a suggestion.
Oh, okay.
Or a thought.
Okay.
So don't get you. It ain't gonna happen.
All right. Well, next one, so. Well, here's the thing. I've had this cold for like 3 weeks, and I know you had it for about as long too.
I think I'm over it. And then just about time, then all of a sudden I get like it, like I can't breathe, and all of a sudden I cough, and this like hairball comes up.
Yeah.
This crud in my throat.
That's going to be our excuse.
I'm like, well, shit.
We couldn't sing and record a song when we're under the weather.
Well, yeah, but anybody that was around this weekend knows that, yeah, I kind of did sing a little bit, so. Yeah, just, anyway. The point is.
You weren't at top of your game. You didn't have time to rehearse the new song.
Yeah. Okay. The point is, we ain't going to have a song.
Not for next week.
Unless something magical happens over the weekend and I get a hair up my ass to do it. So, not a hair up my ass, a burr up. Is it a burr up your ass or a hair up your ass? It's a burr up your ass, isn't it?
I've never heard of burr up your ass. I've heard of stick up your ass.
Yeah, no, that's not.
But that's not a different.
That's not in the right context.
Right.
Oh well. It's one of those. I don't think it's a hair though.
I've heard a wild hair up your ass. Yeah.
All right. There we go. That's it. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
A wild hair.
Yeah, and I think that's a...
Any idea what the hell that means?
No idea.
Is it hair, H-A-R-E, like a rabbit up your ass? Or are we talking not. Guinea pig, or are we talking hair like H-A-R?
I don't think it's like a Richard Gere gerbil situation.
I don't want to know about that. All right.
That's just a rumor, I think.
Okay. So, yeah, this is... Well, we can't... We're way off on our numbers now, so we're not going to go by that. But this is our last show of the first season. And how many total downloads have we had so far this year?
I was just looking at that. Let me pull up my phone here.
Is it six or seven?
It is 31.
31,000?
31,000.
Can we just say 31 or do we need to round
up? It's almost 32, yeah.
It's almost 32? So with this one, we'll be at 33,000 by the end of the...
Oh, yeah. By the time this episode comes out, it'll definitely be 33,000.
Sweet.
And
that's kind of neat.
My iPhone does not want to load. There we go. 31,958.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk it?
Not me. I would have been happy with a tenth of that when we first started coming up with this a year ago.
And then we finished up with how many patrons now? We're rolling in the money.
I think it's like 14.
We're rolling in the money right now.
We are. We just got a new payout yesterday, and I was just earlier today finalizing the details on the stickers.
We're getting stickers. Not bumper stickers, just regular
stickers. We already had the bumper stickers.
Round stickers or?
No, die cut.
Like vinyl stickers?
Yes.
Oh.
High quality, high class.
So how much are we paying for these?
Depends on if I want to get 100 or 250.
Can we get like six?
Yeah, but that costs...
Save the money?
That costs as much as like...
100?
100, yeah.
All right.
Volume.
Yeah.
Economies of scale. And there's been no movement on the t-shirt situation.
It isn't. Either. Yeah. No, I think you're done.
I think we're pretty much done unless
yeah. When's she coming? 25th? It's the end of May. It's the end of this month.
I think, yeah, next week she's getting married, isn't she?
I don't know.
Next week.
I ain't marrying her.
Me either. I wasn't invited to the wedding.
That's a long way.
Yeah.
I did talk to our buddy, Chris, who was a co-host once, back early in season one.
Oh yeah, how's he doing on a Halloween episode?
It was the Halloween episode. He happened to be here. He'll be back in July, so August. We'll have to see if we can get him back.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So he's getting wed.
Yes,
getting married. Yours truly somehow weaseled his way in to be the best man of this thing.
Yes, you did.
Which is the good news. The bad news is I got to haul my ass to Sioux Falls, South Dakota in October.
In October. It could be worse. It could be December or January.
So we are looking very forward to that.
Yeah.
I've never been to South Dakota. Yeah. I guess if it wasn't for him, I still would have never been there. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay.
I'm done. We're looking forward to that, though. So maybe we can get Chris back on here when we do the in August when he comes down to visit.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Do you have anything you need to promote this week? I know you mentioned you were singing this weekend.
Well, I was playing. I need to write it up first. I don't want to just ramble through it. It's a lot. And we got a lot of things going on.
Okay.
Got a new company started, doing some things, but we don't have so my partner and I have to work up our business cards, our logo. We got to get our webpage finished. All that kind of good stuff. And then when we're ready to say, let's go, then we'll be ready to go.
Cool.
I don't want to send people to a coming soon page.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Or a phone number that happens to be mine and not a company number.
You don't want
to
give your phone number out to our listeners?
Somehow it's getting out. So, people are passing it out that I didn't know were passing it out. And I got to thank them for that. But, I'm getting random calls now. I have a meeting tonight.
Just for the record, that wasn't me.
I know.
You know who it was?
Huh? It's the owners. I know who it was. No.
Okay.
It's fine. I'm just messing with them. No, gotcha. Fine. I know who it was.
Gotcha. All right. Well,
I got a meeting with somebody tonight. He didn't have my number, so I know they gave it to him. So, I get to finish this recording, pound a couple beers, and then go have a business meeting.
Nice. Sounds good.
Yeah, not really. No.
All right. Well, I do have a couple things to promote. First, the True Crime Podcast Festival that we've talked about before.
You have a whole fucking five paragraphs.
They sent me copy to promote the festival. So, yeah, the True Crime Podcast Festival is on Saturday, July 13th at the Marriott downtown Chicago, right on the Magnificent Mile. There are over 80 true crime podcasters coming, including The Vanished, Pretend Radio, Generation Y, Our True Crime Podcast, The Hidden Staircase, Coast to Ghost, Death by Champagne, Nature versus Narcissism, and lots more, including me, Joel, from Florida Men. This is a full-day event and gives you a chance to meet your favorite podcasters in a large-scale meet-and-greet with several panel discussions and live episodes recorded, too. I'm really excited about meeting some of my favorite podcasters in person and getting to meet our listeners face to face. To find out more and join me and the over 400 people who have already bought tickets, head to truecrimepodcastfestival.com. And I also, on Wednesday nights, host trivia by the Trivia Factory at the Brass Tap in Naples, Florida from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And on Thursdays, I host Geeks Who Drink, the pub quiz at Fancy's Southern Cafe in Fort Myers, Florida from 7 to 9 p.m. Both of those games are free to play and you can win food and drinks and other cool prizes.
So what happened to the Squally Hunt? Did that happen?
That fell through because
it petered out?
Well, I guess it's on the access roads to it are on private land and we couldn't get permission to...
So we're worried about permission on a private land, but we weren't worried about carrying automatic weapons or semi-automatic weapons.
That I'm not at liberty to discuss.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I wasn't going to carry anything automatic or semi-automatic.
What, you got a slingshot? Blowgun? I see you with a blow. I see you more of a blowgun type feller. You know, with a poison dart.
I got asthma. My lung capacity isn't that good.
Your lung capacity is not that good.
No. Yeah. So, no, I'm more of a buck knife or a machete kind of guy. I get in up close.
Get in up. Yeah. Okay. Get in up close. Maybe an axe. Hatchet.
Hatchet would be good.
Samurai sword, something like that. It's more your speeds, what you're saying?
Samurai sword, you're getting into
ninjas.
Yeah, I know.
I don't see you as the up close and personal. See, I see you more of as the, now I'm going to be as far away because I'm not going to be able to run as fast as they can. So I'm not going
to care. That's the whole thing. I don't have to run if I'm up close.
As long as you don't miss.
That's true.
Then you're foobarred. You better hit it right the first time.
Well,
me and you both. That's why I like the sniper technique. I just want to sit on a roof somewhere and just pick them off. In a minute. I don't want to be up in hand-to-hand combat. All right, you ready to get started?
I am ready.
All right, let's get into this. Story number one. Florida man forcibly tattoos slur on man's neck and then spell it wrong. Marion County Sheriff's deputies have arrested the third of four people wanted for forcibly tattooing a misspelled racial slur on a man's neck. I think this is the first tattoo crime we've ever had.
Yeah, I think so.
Brandon Dwayne Haley, 28, of Fort McCoy, was arrested Monday on warrants for aggravated battery, armed robbery, and two counts of battery. On Wednesday, he was being held at the Marion County Jail in lieu of a $40,000 bond.
So this is up in the Ocala area.
Yeah. All right. A 41-year-old man told deputies in late January that on January the 24th, he was staying at a residence in Salt Springs when Haley, Luke Evans, age 40, Wolf Singleton, age 45, and Beth Durham, 35, entered the home and shut the door, according to the sheriff's office reports. The man, who is white, said they told him they were going to cover a gang tattoo. The CWB patch for crazy white boys on his neck with another one, according to an arrest report.
So they told
him. So this guy's in the gang.
He was in the crazy white boys gang, and these other guys told him they're going to cover up his tattoo. It doesn't say if he like was asking them to do this?
No, he wasn't. They broke into the house. So, no. And Evans, he said, pulled a knife from a sheath on his belt. Oh. Evans and Haley held him down while Singleton began tattooing his neck, the report says. The man told deputies he was moving too much and fighting against being tattooed. At that point, he said Haley hit him with something and knocked him unconscious.
Okay, so it's the two guys are holding him and Wolf... Singleton is the one that's doing the tattooing, and Beth is, what's she doing? She's just hanging out watching?
So he woke up briefly and Durham was tattooing his neck, he recalled. He heard her say, "I've never done this before." Oh, so she was tattooing.
Oh, so then she started tattooing after.
I've never done this before, and someone said, "It's okay, it doesn't matter."
And nice. Yeah, and you want a first timer to
do
your cover up tattoo. Yeah.
And an investigator described the resulting tattoo, which had failed to cover up the CWB.
Okay.
According to the report, it was an explicit and then the N word, except they got the N word wrong, spelling it with only one G, like the landlocked West African nation.
So they said
Niger.
And the expletive first, so probably fuck.
Yeah.
Niger.
Yeah. The man told deputies
classy.
The intruders also took his cell phone. Evans was arrested in February. He admitted being at the residence and gave the names of the others who were there, according to the sheriff's office. Evans said the incident lasted 30 to 45 minutes. He remains in the Marion County Jail on charges related to this case and an unrelated one. Durham was arrested on April the 18th on charges of aggravated battery and robbery with a firearm. She, too, remains in the jail.
So she was packing when they broke in.
Deputies are still searching for Singleton. The battery charges against Haley involve incidents that occurred after the tattoo.
So Wolf got away.
Apparently. On March the 11th, while deputies were looking for Haley, a woman told them that he headbutted her, knocking her to the ground and repeatedly punching her in the face and chest, grabbed her neck, according to the sheriff's office. She told him she was calling 911 and he ran from the property.
So I would not expect somebody who would break into somebody's house and then forcibly tattoo another guy, I would not expect him to be the type of guy that beats up a woman. That was sarcasm.
That was sarcasm, please, because I'm thinking, are you fucking nuts? All right. On March the 31st, a different woman told deputies Haley was upset he could not go to work because his vehicle had been repossessed.
Oh, boy, he's just she all said over the place, isn't he?
She said he grabbed her by the throat, pinned her against a wall, and slapped and punched her in the face, according to MCSO. The woman said Haley left before deputies arrived. So he's just a class act.
So he's breaking into people's houses, tattooing their neck, hitting one woman, or headbutted one woman, and then choked another woman because his car got repoed.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get to work.
And then they put a tattoo.
Who the fuck hires this guy?
And I know, where was he working?
Jesus.
And then turns around and tries to tattoo somebody and they spelled it wrong.
Classic. Well, it was the girl that tattooed him.
That's fantastic.
So she spelled it wrong.
I don't know. Best. I don't understand people. I usually say, what have we learned from this? But I don't even think I've learned anything from this right now.
Yeah.
I have more questions than I have answers.
Did they bring their own tattoo gun, or is it something that he had laying around the house?
Well, they have to. They'd have to bring their own. I mean,
if that was their intent in the first place.
They didn't walk in there just to have a chat. I was going, hey, look, a tattoo machine. No.
I bet Wolf was the one that brought it. He sound that name Wolf, that sounds like a tattoo artist.
Does it?
Yeah, it sounds like somebody who would have a tattoo mm-hmm. gun.
Says the man who has no ink.
I got permission though.
Yeah, you did get permission. You got permission in Daytona.
Yeah. Well, no, before that.
Oh, before.
She texted
that's true.
Us. Yeah. She did. I got it in writing. I just gotta get the
You've only been preparing the artwork for 20 years, so I think it's about time.
Oh, you know, Ken and Lauren from Paradise After Dark, they got new ink. With their logo, yeah.
Oh, they got their logo on that?
They got their logo on their forearms.
Guess what I'm not getting?
Their logo?
No, Florida Man tattooed on my arm.
Oh, I am.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I've decided that's what I'm going to get.
That's what you're going to get.
That's going to be my
first. You're going to get Florida Man tattooed on your arm.
Yes, sir.
Well, you can represent the brand then, because ain't no way in hell.
I got it.
It doesn't go with the theme.
What doesn't go with the theme?
Florida
with
your Man. Theme? Yeah, with my theme. No.
Well, you can go on the other side.
No, the other side's going to be steampunk.
Moving on to story number two. Florida man fleeing police orders a lift when his car gets a flat.
Yeah, Lyft, we're talking Lyft, the company, competitor like of
Uber. Yes. Okay. Yeah. The occupants of a car who led police on a pursuit through two Brevard County jurisdictions, barreling through yards, called a lift when his car broke down, police say. Now, I'm already taking issue with this reporter because you don't call a Lyft because it's an app.
Yeah.
You order it on the app.
Okay.
All right. Jan Carlos Torres of Orlando was arrested early Tuesday on charges including aggravated fleeing from police, reckless driving, and driving without a license. The pursuit started in India Atlantic when a police officer said he spotted a Toyota sedan speeding on State Road 500. When the car turned onto a dead-end street, the officer tried to conduct a traffic stop, and that's when the car's driver came straight at the officer's cruiser as it fled, an arrest affidavit said. Well, wouldn't he have to if it was a dead-end street?
Yeah, yeah.
The Toyota sped through yards and ignored stop signs at, quote, extremely high speeds through a residential neighborhood, unquote, the Indy Atlantic police officer wrote in the report. A short time later, Melbourne Beach police found the Toyota at Rickman Park about a mile away. That's when police say the passenger did something out of the ordinary. The Toyota had a flat tire, so they ordered a lift. When the lift driver arrived, the Toyota's driver, quote, exited from the shadows, the Indy Atlantic officer said, and was arrested. Quote, it is a little odd. I don't think I would have thought of doing that, but I'll give it to him for ingenuity in an attempt to get out of the area, unquote, Assistant Indy Atlantic Police Chief Mike Connor said. That is creative.
Yeah, stupid. But creative.
You know, some of the most creative things come out in stupidity. And you know what they say? If it's stupid and it works, it ain't stupid.
Who says that?
A lot of people say it.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, if it's dumb and it works, it's not dumb.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Apparently it didn't work for these guys because they got nabbed because the cops just waited for them to come out when the Lyft driver got there. Police say Torres's girlfriend was the Toyota's passenger. She is not facing charges, But the car belongs to her mother, they said.
Ooh.
So she's got in trouble as it is. Yeah. I think they
go work out.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, you're going to catch a little hell when you get home.
So when the police just got there, they just sat there watching the car, just waiting for it, and just said, you know, let's just wait and see what happens.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, a lift shows up, and he runs out of the bushes.
Yep. Hey, look, there he is. That's an easy collar right there. That's like the guy. That's almost as good as the guy who brought the Uber back to the.
Yeah, that had brought the Uber back to get his cell phone.
Yeah.
Oh, here he is. All right, you're under arrest. Oh, that was easy.
Oh, no, he brought the stolen car back.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
God almighty.
People.
That's hilarious.
Was this the one I sent you?
This is the one that, yes, that several people sent me. But yeah, you sent it at like 6:45 this fucking morning. Thank you very much for waking me up with that.
You're welcome. All right, story number three. Florida woman pulls a gator from her yoga pants during a traffic stop.
Yes.
Picture this. Tight yoga pants and a... I looked at the picture. It's like a foot and a half.
Yeah, it's a baby gator, but it's still a fucking alligator.
And it's bite. And
It's got teeth and it's got claws.
A Florida woman pulled an alligator out of her yoga pants early Monday morning during a traffic stop.
That's all you need to say.
That's it. Story number three is complete.
But please, go into detail.
I shall. Deputies pulled over a pickup truck she was riding in at about 3:15 a.m. They saw it drive past a stop sign on Oilwell Road and turned into Tamiami Trail without stopping, according to an incident report from the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office.
And that...
It was in Port Charlotte, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in Port Charlotte. So, running the stop sign at 3 o'clock in the morning, immediate pulled over.
The 22-year-old man driving told deputies he and the woman were coming from the underpass of Oilwell Road where they were trying to collect frogs and snakes, the report states.
What the hell is a 22-year-old grown-ass man collecting frogs and snakes for?
I don't know, Joel. A deputy gave the driver a warning for the stop sign violation and asked to see what wildlife they collected to make sure they did not have anything they weren't supposed to have.
Okay.
The driver opened the bags near him, which contained clothes and personal items. The 23-year-old female passenger then opened the backpack at her feet, revealing 42 small three-striped mud turtles and one soft-shell turtle.
43 turtles in her bag.
Yep. When Charlotte
43
County...
43 turtles.
Yep. When... Yep.
What are you going to do with 43 fucking turtles?
I think they were trying to sell them. When Charlotte County deputies asked her... Here's where it gets good. When Charlotte County deputies asked her if she had anything else on her person the deputies needed to know about, she pulled a foot-long alligator out of her yoga pants and placed it in the truck bed. All I can think of right now is Pet Detective.
Ace Ventura.
When what was the kicker's name? Einhardt. When Einhardt, and the female male, and he looks under the back, and there's a...
Yep.
Yeah, he's got his... He's tucked under his back, and his stick... Yep. Where did she have the damn thing? In her pants, but where... The damn thing...
And it wasn't crawling around enough for the deputy to notice it until she pulled it out.
She's lucky, is she a big woman? I didn't look at
it. There was no pictures. It didn't show because they just cited him. They didn't actually arrest him for it.
The Florida Fish, Wildlife, and Conservation Commission received a call from CCSO around 3:50 a.m. and arrived at the scene to continue the investigation.
Now, she's lucky she didn't put the turtles in her pants instead of the alligator.
Why?
Because they could have been a snapping turtle, and she could have got a snapper.
That's worse than the alligator down there?
I don't know.
Unless they duct taped it, unless they put electrical tape around his mouth. We're still going to be squirming.
Yeah. Maybe she liked that.
That's sick, Joel. FWC.
Hey, I'm not the one that put the fucking alligator down my pants.
FWC said two sea turtle species and the American alligator are native to Florida, but are regulated. Thus, the driver and the passenger were cited for having them and violating bag limits for the reptiles. They were seized and released. She had a 1-foot alligator
in her yoga pants. Now, I gotta say, I like yoga pants.
Well, they're tight.
Yeah.
They're form-fitting. Let's just call them that. They're form-fitting.
They basically show everything but the skin color.
Yes. And an alligator.
And apparently they hide the alligator pretty well.
I don't have anything else to say about this, but I am in utter amazement.
You want to get into some girl's yoga pants to get a little tail? You didn't think it was going to be alligator tail, did you?
Joel, just read story number 4.
All right, story number 4. This one was actually submitted by my wife, and this continues the trend of stories submitted by my wife that make me worry.
Okay.
Florida man shot when wife drops purse in Publix checkout. The last time was when the wife tried to kill the husband for snoring too loud. She sent us that one, and now she sends me this one. A man was accidentally shot by his wife at a Land O'Lakes Publix on Sunday, according to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office. It happened at the Publix located in the 2100 block of Collier Parkway. Deputies say the man's wife was at the cash register checking out. The wife's purse was on the counter and fell to the ground. Through the investigation, it appears that the wife carried a Derringer II shotgun. What the? A shotgun in her purse? I thought a Derringer was a small gun.
It is a small gun. I think it shoots 410s.
A Derringer II shotgun in her purse, which fired when the purse fell to the ground and a bullet struck the man's lower right shin. The man was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and is in stable condition. At this time, no criminal charges are expected.
It's a 410, yeah.
What is that?
A small shotgun, the smallest of shotguns.
A Derringer II is a small shotgun.
Okay. No, that's the caliber it was. It shoots a 45, it shoots a big bullet. It shoots a 45 caliber or a 410.
Okay.
I think it's 45, yeah.
Okay. And shot him right in the leg. Right there in Publix. I don't know if my wife is trying to tell me something with these stories.
How does that conversation go on the way home?
Well, obviously he got transported in the ambulance, and she had to drive to the hospital.
Flam! Am I running ducking for cover in the Publix?
Fine, I'll put the Lucky Charms back.
Oh, did I tell you my Whole Foods story?
No.
We talked about that last week?
No, what's your Whole Foods story?
So we just had a Whole Foods open here by the house.
Yeah,
so I've never been to Whole Foods. Oh. I'd never been to one. And it's literally...
He'll fit right in there.
Yeah, it is. I realize that now. What were we having? Taco salads one night.
Okay.
And all I needed was some Fritos. Guess what they don't have at a Whole Foods?
Yeah, they don't have Fritos.
Fritos.
No.
I walked my ass off trying to find Fritos. I finally found the cheese in the very back corner of the store.
Uh-huh. The
bag cheese. And then I put everything back and just left and walked out of the store. I'm like, there was no Fritos. First grocery store I've ever been to in my life didn't have Fritos. So then last night, we decided we needed milk. So we went over there to go get some milk. And I walked to the milk thing in the back, and there's the first, right at eye level, $5.99 for a gallon of milk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, it's expensive for freaking milk. And I said, and the guy was filling up, the guy working there was filling them up. And I said, is that 2% milk? He's like, yeah. I said, really? $6? He's like, well, that's the organic one. I said, well, what's that one on the bottom? He said, well, that's the normal milk. I said, how much is it? He said, $2.99. So give me that one. What is the difference in organic and regular? It's milk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything in there is like organic, or it is the most bougie place I have ever seen.
Yep.
I literally walking them down the aisles. There is absolutely nothing I have recognized so far. They did have two boxes of Cheerios. They had a box. Okay. They had two things, they had a Corona.
Okay.
I think that's it.
I bet they have some IPAs there.
Well, I'm not outside of the beers, yeah. But right. I mean, just as far as normal food.
Right.
No. No. Well, ain't in the fruit, obviously.
Yeah, bougie is a good word to put it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, and I went to go. So I'm like, let's get some ice cream. We'll have ice cream tonight for dessert. No.
Organic, rice milk.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're all in little pint things. And I'm like, where's the Bluebell? There's no Bluebell. there's no, not maybe, not,
Breyers.
No briars. No. I'm like, what is this? I don't recognize a single fucking brand in the store.
Yep.
And I was like, I just gave up. I said, like, let's just get the milk and go home. I did find some ice cream sandwiches, and they were like expensive as hell because the one's organic, and then on the bottom, you dig on the very bottom, they're the normal ones.
Mm-hmm.
Organic ice cream sandwiches. Are you that pretentious about your...
Yes, that's the whole point of Whole Foods is everything is ethically sourced and free range and organic bullshit.
I guess
GMO free.
Guess who ain't gonna be going back unless we need milk?
Yeah,
but they did have a whole aisle of a refrigerated section of nothing but different types of bottled water.
Refrigerated
bottled water.
Pre-cooled bottled water.
Yeah, a whole row of them.
Which is the biggest bullshit.
Everything you can possibly imagine for water. But they don't have fucking Fritos.
Nope.
Sure didn't. That's no Ruffles. No Lay's.
It's all PepsiCo. They're the evil corporation.
Nothing.
And you know who owns Whole Foods, right?
Yeah, I know. And I'm a big Amazon fan. But I'm like, shit. No. No. I'm not going to do it. Story number 5. Florida man charged with DUI after crashing a lawnmower into a police cruiser.
Oh yeah. Yes, he did.
You can't make this shit up. On Saturday, a Haines City man was arrested on drunk driving charges after police said he crashed a lawnmower into a police cruiser. Gary Wayne Anderson, 68, crashed into the cruiser about 7 p.m. while a Haines City police officer was away from the car, police reported. Anderson acknowledged hitting the cruiser, but offered an excuse of being drunk and said there was no damage to the car, according to a release from the HCP.
So his excuse for crashing into the car was,
I'm hammered, but I'm drunk. I'm drunk, but look, I didn't hurt nothing, all right? He failed the field sobriety test and was taken to the Haines City Police Department. At the department, Anderson told officers he had been poisoned by police and demanded to be taken to hospital, the HCPD said. At Heart of Florida Regional Medical Center, his blood alcohol level was 0.241, more than 3 times the legal limit of 0.08. According to Mike Ferguson, a spokesman for the HCPD, cocaine was also found in the system, the police report stated.
So, he had the downers and he had the uppers.
Anderson's mood shifted from laughing to aggressive, and at one point he directed racial slurs at an officer.
Did he tattoo him on the officer's neck, though?
Anderson's driver's license has been suspended since 1978.
I was... just for the record, I was 4 years old in 1978.
He has 2 prior drunk driving convictions. He ain't had a license since 78.
And he's driving, well, hence the reason why he's driving the lawnmower, not his car.
41 years. The crash caused minor damage to the rear bumper of the cruiser. Anderson's lawnmower and a trailer hooked to the mower were towed. I need a pickup over here. I need a tow truck.
He didn't even just have the lawnmower. He had the trailer hooked up to it. Nice.
A cooler could be seen in the trailer from the picture provided by police.
So I'm sure that was loaded up with beer, too. Or empty now.
And on an honor-related note, the most famous alcohol-related lawnmower incident involved country music icon George Jones.
Mm-hmm.
In a country singer Tammy Wynette's 1979 autobiography, she wrote that she woke at 1 a.m. to find her husband, Jones, gone from their South Lakeland home.
Oh, that happened in Florida?
Jones had driven a lawnmower 10 miles down a main highway to the nearest bar.
And Haines City, that's not too far away from Lakeland, so maybe he heard the story about George Jones, and he just thought it was something he could be doing.
Okay.
Gary.
That's fantastic.
Gary Anderson.
That's fantastic.
Hasn't had a driver's license since 1978.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah.
All right, before we get to our last story, and you want to pick a number for our fabulous Florida fact of the week? All right,
number 12. My lucky number.
Number 12. All right, number 12 is Pelican Island became the first national wildlife refuge in the country in 1903 via a proclamation by President Teddy Roosevelt.
That's riveting, Joel.
Yeah. You want to pick a second one? You can go up to 400 and let's say
112.
112. All right.
It comes after 111.
112. No doubt about it. The sands of Fort Walton Beach are among the most dazzling white in the world. According to rumor, unsavory types sold it as sugar during World War II.
I bet that fucks you up with your coffee in the morning.
Seriously. God damn. Why isn't this melting? It's not dissolving. That sugar's just piling up in the bottom of my coffee.
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, listen, we're going to finish up with a goodie here.
Yep.
I sent you this one too, didn't I?
Did you?
I think I did.
All right. Story number six.
I'm claiming anyway.
Okay. Florida couple arrested for having sex on the beach. A man and woman from Pensacola have been arrested after a witness told deputies she saw them having sex on the beach in the Gulf Islands National Seashore area. Just after 5 p.m. Thursday, deputies were called out to the eastern boundary of the Fort Pickens area. Quote, while walking on the beach, I witnessed a white male and white female having sex in every possible position, fully nude, unquote, a witness said. They did not cover up. It went on for 25 minutes,
and he kept watching.
And I watched the whole thing. I watched
the whole damn thing with my phone, and I got video if anybody wants to see it.
Yep, and I checked in the Kama Sutra. It was every possible position. They were going A to B to C.
Back to B.
Sometimes back to B. A little bit of D. A little bit of D in the A.
Oh, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Deputies found Brian Vasquez and Ashley Dobbins lying on the beach asleep. He only had a blanket covering him, and she only had a bikini top on.
Well, they were tired.
Well, it said that they were fully nude. This witness is not reliable.
Well, no, they put a clothes back on.
Well, no, he was naked, and she had the bikini top on. She had her pants off still. They told deputies they had too much tequila, and Vasquez said he was sleeping off the buzz. They were both arrested for indecent exposure and released on a $500 bond.
Fantastic. So, Mr. Witness, if you got video.
Yeah, please send that into floridamenpodcast@gmail.com and we will evaluate that.
We'll evaluate the, and let's we need to verify the facts of this story.
Yes. Brian and Ashley, we need to verify that it was really them.
No, I'm verifying that every position was used.
Oh, yeah, we need to count.
I don't care who they are.
How many positions is that?
I don't know. Well, we know there's at least
69
of them.
All right. Actually, you know what the better one than 69 is? It's the 77 because you get eight more.
Yeah, I know. That's good. That's great, Joe. That's why we have 30,000 downloads.
You got it.
Commentary like that, folks. And that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
And if you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men. And this week, California Wine Lover left us this review on Apple Podcasts. The title of the review is A Keen Sense of the Absurd and was 5 stars. No clue how I found this podcast, but we are hooked. The guys are hilarious. Our state is wild and wacky, and Florida men share the stories that deserve to be told. My college-age son ordered a t-shirt. Oh, thank you for that. He's a Florida fan. I want one, too.
Sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Another review from Art Geek Mom. Great show. 5 stars. These guys are hilarious. And a third review. This one is from Riley311. Dumb People Town Ripoff. 1 star. Subpar ripoff of far superior Dumb People Town that has professional comedians who are actually funny. Okay. I don't have, I've never listened to Dumb People Town. I've heard of it. Have you heard of Dumb People Town, Phil?
No.
There's a couple comedians on there. The Sklar brothers. They're the stand-up comedians who are twins. I don't know if you know who they are.
Oh, we didn't rip them off. I've never heard of them.
Yeah, we're not really ripping off. I mean, lots of people make fun of funny stories in the news. That's kind of what most comedy podcasts talk about.
Allowed to have his opinion.
Yeah, if you want to just, shit on people for being creative, then, Riley311, the only thing I've ever heard of you doing is this review that you left, and I want to say that you spelled off wrong and you didn't do your homework because we're not professional comedians, so we're not expected to be as high quality as a professionally recorded podcast. Really? We're amateurs here.
So you're going to poke the bear?
Sure, why not? He can only leave one review.
Like and
I'm sure if he left a one-star review, he's not going to listen anyway.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. And we got an email this week, too. Do you want to read the email?
All right. So we got this email. Hey, Kelly from Texas again. Hi, April. I guess they're friends. I've decided the only way I can drink my Tito's from here on out is from a Florida man shot glass. I don't care what it takes. You need to get shit done and make it happen. That is all. Kelly. Okay. Do we have Florida men shot glasses?
We don't, but I can look into that.
All right. If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
Well, we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are Colin, Koneth, Erica, Heather, woo-hoo, Jessica, Katie, Kurt, Matt, Paradise After Dark Podcast, Roxanne, Stephanie, The Hidden Staircase Podcast, and Travis.
This program is provided for information use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed near an open field overgrown with poppies that made us sleepy until it started to snow.
As always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, as always, you can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside, it's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. A Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the flat...
You were channeling Mel Blanc there for a second.
That's all, folks.
Plus, Florida Man or Tourist, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more. I fucked that up. We don't have Florida Man or Tourist.
Story number one. Florida man forcibly... What? Florida... All right, I'm sorry. I'm trying to read this and it doesn't make sense. All right, I got it. All right. Story number one. Florida man forcibly tattoo slur on man's neck and then misspell it wrong. I mean, shit.
That's fine.
No, you can't misspell it wrong. If you misspell it wrong, it's right.
No, they just misspelled it in a different way.
It's a double negative. All right. When Haley Lucian Luke Evans, 40. Oh, shit. Can we say run on sentence? All right.
Yeah, seriously.
Stop clicking on the stories.
Sorry. This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed near an open field overgrown with poppies that made us sleepy until it started to snow.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's a Wizard of Oz reference.
Okay.